My name's Michelle Ogu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date today is the 12th of September 2009 and the time is now 9:30 in the morning. Could you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Amanda Elias, I'm 28 and I'm from Wales, South Wales.
Whereabouts in South Wales?
It's a little village called Saron, which is in Ammanford. It's in the Carmarthenshire area. So it's quite quiet and it's quite a nice little village. It's where I grew up. So it's kind of, I lived in London for a while and I'm back there for the moment, but London is home.
So what prompted the move back
then? I've got two little girls and we sort of went back sort of for them and it's not London, and I know it's a sort of lovely quality of life and things like that, but it just doesn't have the feeling that London has. And you know, I love Wales and I love visiting, I love going home, you know, but I prefer to live in London. So
why is it so important?
I don't know, London just, I feel it, it's kind of like London's got a pulse, it's got its own little heartbeat, and it's like as soon as I get off the train I can just feel it pulsing through me, and it feels more natural, you know. Wherever I come into London I just feel at home. It's just that kind of feeling of where you belong. I think I'm quite unique, I think I'm a bit more quirky, and I think I feel like I don't really fit in back in Wales, and I never really did. And when I was younger I felt like I was a bit of a sheep, I used to follow everyone, but it didn't ever feel right. And then as I got older and I started to be more me, people didn't really accept me for who I was. So I think when I'm in London, you can just be yourself. You can be who you want to be, and people just don't really judge you. You don't even get looked at. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. And the fact that I can just do whatever I want, you know, there's something. If I decide, you know, I want to learn ballroom dancing, quick look on Google and you've found something to do. So I think that's the thing as well, and the freedom.
Did you feel quite different from other people when you were at school?
Not so much in primary. I think when I got to comprehensive, I started to become like, everybody wore, it was like you had to have kicker shoes, you had to have Levi jeans, and you had to have like a jumper. And as you can probably tell, I'm a bit girly and I like dressing up. And I will dress up, this is like a daily attire for me, I will dress up just to go to the shops. I don't like wearing trainers and jeans and things, so it always felt a bit wrong. So whenever I'd buy like just a top, people would be like, well, why are you wearing that? And it was kind of, well, why not? Well, you shouldn't, you know, why aren't you wearing like an Adidas jumper? And I just didn't like it, it didn't feel right. So like as I got older, it just, I think I met my partner Matt, and he kind of helped me be myself more, I think. And it was kind of like, well, you can do what you want to do. And so I kind of did.
And are you working?
Yes, I've got my own business.
What do
you do? I own a skincare company with my own brand of products. So yeah, that's really good. Luckily, the credit crunch doesn't affect vanity. So it's not, you know, it's going quite well. And it's what I love doing. I love, because I suffered with acne when I was younger, and I still have problems with my skin. It takes a lot to keep my skin clear. So I understand what people go through, and it's horrible. It's something so simple. I mean, people see somebody with acne and they think they're dirty or they don't wash, and it's just not that at all. And it's so hard to treat. And I just wanted to bring in like products, they're sort of salon-based products, and they should be more expensive. I actually get a lot of emails saying, why are your products so cheap? And basically, because I want everybody to be able to afford good skincare, and that is generally it. I could charge much more. I could charge at least double for what I do, but I would rather everybody have good skin. That's my vision of the world. Everybody happy with themselves.
When did you start up the company?
I started in 2003 when I was pregnant with my first child. I wasn't working. I just finished my job as a secretary, and I got pregnant, and it was like, oh dear, what do I do now? So I kind of accidentally fell into it. I kind of saw a gap in the market for the kind of skincare I do. And I thought, oh, well, I'll try it. And it just kind of evolved and just kept going, and customers kept coming back, and it's just kind of just snowballed. So I'm very lucky.
coming back for today, can you remember how you first heard about this project?
I'd heard about it, I can't remember exactly where, but I'd heard about it, but I hadn't really watched it. And a friend of mine, I was on Facebook, and she said, oh, my friend is up on the plinth, and she put the link. And I remember saying, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And I think I remember seeing something in a paper or something. There was a guy up there, he was dressed up and he was advertising his business. And I'd met, you know, you kind of say, right, I'm going to look at that, and I never did. So I sort of clicked on the link, and I was watching this Welsh guy just up there, not really doing anything with people. It was late at night, so you can imagine the comments he was getting. And I don't know what compelled me to think, oh, I'm going to do that. And so I just kind of like applied, thinking, oh, that would be quite cool. I could maybe put some points across if I was up there, rather than just stand there doing nothing. I could maybe say what I want to say and maybe get people listening. So
do you have lots of different ideas?
Well, I thought maybe I could advertise my business, and, you know, there were sort of a few little things going on. But in between the time of applying, Matt and I signed up to do a sky jump for the charity Help a London Child. So when I got the email to say that I was appearing on the plinth, the first thing that came to my mind was, right, I'm going to use it to promote that charity, because, you know, it's a good charity, being a mother. Obviously, I'm very partial to anything to help children, so I just thought, yeah, I'll do that.
So how are you going to actually spend your time?
I'm going to be throwing little parachute men off, because obviously I'm doing the parachute jump tomorrow. And the little parachute men, I've got my web address on there, which has got a link for people to sponsor me if they want to. Some of them will also have little numbers on them, and I've got some goodies that a few businesses have supplied to me, so I'm going to be giving them out as well. So if somebody's got a number on their parachute, it means they've won something, so that would be interesting. Hopefully I can get the parachute men actually past the wire. That's the only concern I have right now.
Is this the first event you've done to support Help a London Child?
Yes, it's the first time. I mean, I'd heard about it. Obviously, when I still live in London, Capital Radio was always on. I'd heard about it and I thought, oh, that sounds good. But it was the baby pee incident last year that really shook me. And, you know, I knew that things went on in our country, but I could not. It didn't process in my brain. And sometimes, you know, I'm not a naive person, but I think sometimes you just can't even fathom the kind of things that go on in the world, and it just shook me. And I thought, well, I can sit there and I can just say about how disgusting it is and how awful it is and be really sad, or I can actually do something about it and try and help. I mean, you know, this goes on, and we try and help and we try and stop it, but more often than not, we can't. But what we can do is try and help counsel the children that have been through these kind of things and give them the support they need. And it's not just about abuse, it helps children in poverty, it helps children that have maybe lost a parent. The email came through a couple of weeks ago, and a little boy had written, I look forward to my counselling sessions on a Friday. Me and my counsellor are making a memory box to remember my mummy. And, you know, just things like that, because I think, you know, if anything happened to me, I would want that for my children. I would want them to have that kind of support, because I think, you know, if something happened to me, obviously my family's going to grieve and they're going to be there for my children as much as they can. But I think sometimes it's nice to have somebody outside who can give you something more, you know. So I do think it's quite important to try and help and do what we can.
How old are your children then?
I've got Eve, who will be 6 next month, and Lily's 9.5 months.
And does Eve know what you're doing today?
Yes, she's very excited. I'm going to phone her when I'm up there, so I can obviously say hello to her, and then we'll watch back my feed then when I get home. So she's quite excited about that. I phoned earlier just to see everything was okay, you know, as you do. And she said, are you on the plinth? Not yet. So yeah, and the baby was looking for me. So yeah, it's hard to be away from them as well. You know, I've got them every single day, and sometimes I think, oh, I need a break. But when I am actually away from them, it's so hard. But it's worth it. It's going to be a worthwhile cause.
So you've got them every day and you run a business?
Yes, yeah, it's extremely difficult. Eve's obviously in school, so it's not too bad. But Lily, she's busy. You know, she's only 9 months, she's into everything, and I've started to move things up already. She grabbed, I've got a little rose plant in the living room, she was eating a leaf the other day. Literally things that you just can't imagine. She's obsessed with my phone, that goes in her mouth, so you have to clear everything, and I have to watch her all the time. You know, I can't, I go to the toilet, she comes with me. So it is very difficult, but I've got a good person that works with me as well. And, you know, she's really good and she's basically my right-hand girl. I couldn't survive without her. So I think good staff is really important as well. So hard, but worth it. At least I get to stay home. You know, I'd be back in work by now. She'd be in nursery. So I think, well, I've had to put my work on a bit of a back burner. It's not, you know, in a couple of years I can really push the business, but for now I'm being mummy, doing that, doing my role as a mother, and then really going for it. So
had you planned to have a family?
No. Well, I always wanted children, but they both came unexpected. You know, very happy. I can't say that I wasn't disappointed, and obviously I knew how to have children, so, you know, they just kind of happened, and I kind of liked it that way. I always said that I would rather them come when they're ready rather than actually try and go through the stress of thinking. And so, you know, I'm very happy with my little girls, but I think maybe I'll stop at two. After this one, she's so busy, it's kind of like, right, I think I'll have enough. And I keep getting, oh, didn't you want a boy? Why? What's the point? You know, it's just another child. You don't love them any different. Don't see what the difference is having girls and boys. And I think I'm quite lucky though, because I've got two girls and I'm very girly. I get to do the pretties. Possibly if I've had two boys, I'd have wanted a girl to do the whole girl thing, but no, I'm quite happy.
Did you choose three words to describe yourself on your profile?
Yeah, I've changed it a couple of times. I think now it's mother domestic goddess, because I quite like to be, although I like to be, try to be seen as the strong businesswoman, I like running my home and having nice, you know, cooking nice things for my family. And I think in a way I should possibly be in the 40s or something, you know, where I'm the little housewife doing all these. I like to do both. I think people think because I'm in business, they expect me to be this sort of strong woman that doesn't cook and all this stuff. But I think you can be both. And my friends call me the Stepford wife. Because when they come over, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I only had a chance to bake a banana cake. And they're like, well, you're lucky to get tea in my house. But I think it's nice. I like doing little things like that, whipping up cakes when people come over. And, you know, sometimes I forget to offer tea, though. My mum has to do it. But, you know, that's just little things. Usually I'm okay. Depends how stressed I am.
Do you get quite stressed?
It is hard. Obviously, having the baby all day and running the business, it does get quite stressful. But all she does is smile at me. It pretty much goes, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, and I'm constantly going, Lily, no. Lily, put that down. Lily. It's constantly, I mean, I'm not surprised she knows her name because I have to say it, like, constantly. So I think it's just the whole thing that I can't take my eyes off her. Whereas with Eve, she was brilliant. You know, I could leave knives around. Not that I did, of course, but I could, knowing that she wouldn't touch them. Lily now, she would have everything. So it's very tiring having a baby, you know, and then having to run the house and run the business. I mean, basically in between naps and working. And even if I've had a rough night with her, I can't nap. You know, people say to me, oh, just go down for a nap when she naps. I can't. I've got to work. But as I said, I prefer to do it this way than to have her in nursery all day. And, you know, it is hard. I really feel for parents that have to do it, you know, because we do. We live in a society where we have to work. We, you know, we can't afford to stay at home with our kids, unfortunately. It's just the life we live in. So
you're looking forward to getting up on the plinth now?
I'm excited, but I'm worried that when I get up there, I'm going to, like, go inwards. Because I'm feeling quite confident and happy, and I'm going to get up there and go, hey, everybody, and, you know, be all excited. And then I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to be like, oh, God, what do I do? Or, oh, it's high, and just end up sitting down and not doing anything for an hour. So hopefully I'll be okay when I'm actually up there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Help a London child. Support.
What's the website?
I've got a website, which is www.amandae.me, and there's a donations page on there, and it says a little bit about why I'm doing this. But I think one thing, I had a meditation type thing with a Buddhist that works under the Dalai Lama recently. I've got my little band thing here that doesn't match anything, but it's on me. And he was saying about having compassion for fellow men, and I said to him, how can you have compassion for rapists, for murderers, for people who hurt people? And he basically said, you don't, just don't think about what the evil people, what they're doing, just don't think about it, do what you can to help. And so I think that's my new motto, is try. I mean, obviously when you hear about things in the news, you do feel anger and you think, how can this parent do it? But it's kind of like, right, just cancel that out, just do what you can. And I think that's what I'm trying to do now, is to do what I can. So that's what I'm saying to people. And people who think as well, what annoyed me was a lot of people said all these things about baby pee and how disgusting it was. It was all on Facebook. I had all my friends doing it. And then when it came to me saying, oh, well, who's going to sponsor me? Nobody will part with their money. So you'll rant about it and you'll say about how annoying it is, but you won't actually part with your money. You know, you're going to have a Chinese or Indian takeaway tonight, but you won't actually give money to help these causes. So I think sometimes we need to actually think, and it is important to support charities, and yeah, just do what we can. I think just remember as well that there's poverty and all these awful things going on in our country as well. You know, the sponsoring people in other countries is very worthwhile. You know, I'm not saying anything against those, and it's very important that we help other people as well, but I think we do forget just how much goes on in our country as well. So just asking everybody to remember that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.